Area MP Blake Richards is joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. The federal budget was just released this week. A little bit delayed, but obviously there's a lot of moving parts to this. This budget is showing to be fairly balanced. How did you guys manage to do that?
That was important. It was a promise that we made in the last election. It was certainly something that I was very clear on, that I would work hard to make sure that happened, and certainly something that our Prime Minister was clear about as well. And you know, it does take a lot of planning and dedication and hard work to make a budget balance. They certainly don't balance themselves. And in doing so, we've been able to give some significant tax savings to Canadian families, to small businesses, and a number of measures that are going to help seniors and others.
Yeah, let's boil this down a little bit. What does this budget mean for the average family?
Actually, when you look at the various measures that we've put in place since we took office, including the stuff in Economic Action Plan 2015, the average family of four is actually saving, both in lower taxes and increased benefits, $6,600 per year.
Now, one of those measures being the income splitting, and this is something that showed up in this most recent budget, didn't it?
Absolutely. There was a series of measures, and certainly income splitting for families was one of those measures. You know, increased universal child care benefit, increase in the children's fitness tax credit, and then child care expense deductions as well. These are all things that are going to help families with the cost of raising a family. You know, when you take those in concert, it's a pretty significant tax savings, over $2,000 for the average family just in those measures alone.
Something else is the increase to the contribution limits for the tax-free savings account. Can you speak to that a little and why your government did that?
So that's something we started a few years ago, a tax-free savings account, and it, you know, enables Canadians to save money for whatever their priorities might be. It might be retirement, might be a new home, whatever it is. And there's actually been 11 million Canadians who've opened up a tax-free savings account since we created them. And so what we've done is we've actually doubled the annual contribution limit effective for this taxation year, so that the new contribution limit is $10,000. That's going to be a very significant thing for those 11 million Canadians who have a tax-free savings account.
The small businesses are also mentioned in this budget. What kind of savings will they be getting?
You know, I know how hard it is, you know, having been a business person myself in my prior life. Small business owners work hard, and they're the backbone of our communities, the backbone of our economy, and we've reduced the small business tax rate from 11% down to 9%. Very significant tax savings for small businesses.
You also mentioned seniors. What's in that for them?
One of the really great things in there is more flexibility for seniors in terms of their retirement savings and when they convert to RIFs. Beginning at age 71, we've now created some more flexibility and we decreased the minimum withdrawal numbers. So that's a very significant thing for many. It's something I know I've heard from people over the years that they'd like to see happen, and so we've been able to deliver that. And another thing that I think is very significant for many seniors, it's actually also will be helpful for people with disabilities who are wanting to stay in their own homes as well, but we've actually created a new tax credit called the Home Accessibility Tax Credit, which gives a tax credit on up to $10,000 of home renovation expenses to create accessibility to enable seniors or people with disabilities to remain in their own homes.
Before we wrap things up here today, is there anything else you'd like to highlight?
With tourism being so important to the Bow Valley, something that I've worked really hard to see happen in my role as the chair of the Tourism Caucus is a couple of measures, but the most important one being re-entering of the U.S. market in terms of Canadian Tourism Commission's marketing efforts on behalf of the tourism community. So that's something that the tourism community all across Canada, as I've consulted with them, has been very clear they felt needed to happen. There's a great opportunity there right now with the dollar being where it is and with the U.S. economy having recovered somewhat, something the tourism community really sought, and we've been able to deliver that as well. So I'm pretty thrilled about that.
Member of Parliament Blake Richards, thanks for chatting with us and giving us some federal budget highlights today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.